Well, there were some extraordinary moments yesterday in the national debate on school shootings and gun control. And we want to listen now to some extended clips, starting with Andrew Pollack, whose daughter, Meadow, was one of the Parkland victims. He spoke during President Trump's listening session at the White House.
It doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed, because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's not here. She's at in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea, and it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now. That's another fight, another battle. Let's fix the schools, and then you guys can battle it out whatever you want. But we need our children safe. Monday, tomorrow, whatever day it is, your kids are going to go to school. You think everyone's kids are safe? I didn't think it was going to happen to me. If I knew that, I would have been at the school every day if I knew it was that dangerous. It's enough. Let's get together, work with the president, and fix the schools.
Parkland shooting survivor Sam Zeif also gave an emotional plea to President Trump.
I turned 18 the day after. Woke up to the news that my best friend was gone. And I don't understand why I could still go in a store and buy a weapon of war, an AR. I was reading today that a person 20 years old walked into a store and bought an AR-15 in 5 minutes with an expired ID. How is it that easy to buy this type of weapon? How do we not stop this after Columbine, after Sandy Hook? I'm sitting with a mother that lost her son. It's still happening. In Australia, there was a shooting at a school in 1999. And you know, after that, they took a lot of ideas. They put legislation together. And they stopped it. Can anyone here guess how many shootings there have been in the schools since then in Australia? Zero. We need to do something. And that's why we're here.
The president weighed in himself, talking about the need to arm teachers. He mentioned a coach who was killed last week in Parkland.
The coach had a firearm in his locker when he ran at this guy. That coach was very brave. Saved a lot of lives, I suspect. But if he had a firearm, he wouldn't have had a run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it. And this would only be, obviously, for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them. They'd go for special training, and they would be there, and you would no longer have a gun-free zone.
Sandy Hook Promise co-founder Nicole Hockley, whose son Dylan was killed in Newtown, Connecticut, responded to the president.
I appreciate the point on arming teachers. It's not personally something that I support. Rather than arm them with a firearm, I would rather arm them with the knowledge of how to prevent these acts from happening in the first place. How do you identify the kids in your class that are most at risk? And then, most importantly, within a school, how do we have a safety assessment program so that schools know how to deal with all these threats, have established protocols to deal with them, and get underneath the surface of what's going on in that child's life, find out why they're on this pathway behavior, and intervene.
Last night, the conversation continued at a CNN town hall with Republican Senator Marco Rubio taking questions from audience members, including victims of gun violence. Here's Rubio's interaction with Fred Guttenberg, whose 14-year-old daughter, Jamie, was killed in Parkland.
Look at me and tell me guns were the factor in the hunting of our kids in this school this week. And look at me and tell me you accept it and you will work with us to do something about guns.
Fred, I'm not, first of all, let me explain what I said this week, and I'll repeat it. I'll repeat what I said. And what I said, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about guns, and we're going to talk about what I said this week. And here's what I said. I said that the problems that we are facing...
Let him speak. I think we need to hear it.
The audience quieted down, and Rubio continued.
I'm saying that the problems that we're facing here today cannot be solved by gun laws alone. And I'm going to tell you what we've done already and what I hope we'll do moving
forward.
Were
guns the factor in the hunting
of
our kids?
Absolutely. Of course they were. And here's what
the weapon of choice. Can you say that?
Number one, Fred, I absolutely believe that in this country, if you are 18 years of age, you should not be able to buy a rifle, and I will support a law that takes that right away.
Fantastic.
Cameron Caskey, a student from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, also asked Rubio at the CNN town hall whether he would pledge not to take any more money from the NRA. Here's Rubio's response.
I will answer any questions you guys have about any policy.
Right now, guys, be quiet. You know.
And I just think that ultimately, that is not our goal here. Our goal here is to move forward.
Wait, so hold on. In the name of 17 people, you cannot ask the NRA to keep their money out of your campaign?
I think in the name of 17 people, I can pledge to you that I will support any law that will prevent a killer like this.
No, but I'm talking NRA money.
No, because.
Matter of fact, guys, I bet we can get people in here to give you exactly as much money as the NRA would have.
But it's not. I understand. And you're right.
Can you stand up and donate to that real quick?
The CNN town hall closed with the Stoneman Douglas Drama Club performing their original song, Shine, that they wrote in response to the shooting. The students stopped midway through to make a statement.
We refuse to be ignored by those who will not listen. There are so many things you can do to become involved. Reach out to your congressman, mail, call, and tweet.
The smallest of words can make the biggest difference.
Be the voice for those who don't have one.
Together, we have the power to change the world around us.
Some of the incredible moments yesterday, we'll link you to more at hereandnow.org.